الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام اتق الله تعالى حيثما كنت وأدب السيئات الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, today we are facing so many challenges that our hearing has become immune to listening to tragedies without effect. That daily we'll hear about disasters, daily we'll hear about calamities, daily we'll hear about deaths, daily we'll hear about robberies, daily we'll hear about hijacking. It has become a daily occurrence and our hearing has become immune to it. And together with that, sometimes it's reaching personally in a person's mind and heart, it's reaching a level of frustration. Some people are thrown into depression which cannot be cured, and some people are even contemplating taking their own life. This is actually true in the sense where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, there'll come a time that my ummah will face, that today a man goes to the graveyard, but his intention is different. His intention is to visit the deceased. But the time will come in the ummah that a person will walk up to the grave not to visit the deceased. His intention will be something else. He will be saying to that grave, Ya laytani kuntu sahiba makana hazal qabr. I wish, after looking at what is going on in this world, after all the problems and all the difficulties and disaster after disaster and calamity after calamity and all the problems that we're facing socially, economically, now it has reached a level of frustration and there is no end to it. And he's saying, I wish I was in that grave. You are better off. I wish I was in your place. You better off gone. I am suffering in this world with my life. In fact, a poet says very nicely, he says a person will call out, Ala mawtun yuba'u fa ashtarihi, Ala mawtun yuba'u fa ashtarihi, fa inna hazal aisha la khayra fihi. That who is selling debt? Who is selling debt? I want to buy it because this life, there is no more good. There is no more hope in living. This is the phase that we're going through, that daily we're hearing this, and daily we're hearing about depression, and daily we're hearing about the anxieties of people, and it is not lessening, it's rather increasing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the ayat I recited in the beginning, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That person, this ayat, in fact, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to the people, Inni la'alamu al-aya, Inni la'alamu al-aya. I know an ayat, I know a verse. لو أخذ الناس بها لكفتهم. If the people take hold of this verse, and the yaqeen and conviction of this verse comes into their heart, it will suffice them against all the anxieties of the world. Against all the depression they're facing, it will suffice them. So then he recited this ayat, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who adopts the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes for him from every darkness, light, from every depression, joy, from every calamity, he brings an ease, and every problem, he brings the solution to it. Allah is saying this, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. The second thing that Allah is going to do, his sustenance, Allah is going to give him from places and avenues that he did not even conceive. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Then this person will place his trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is sufficient for him, sufficient for every person who will place their trust upon him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِهُ أَمْرِ. Allah will make it such that he enables or he gives him the ability to fulfill his aspiration and goal. Coming back to the first part of this ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you adopt taqwa, you adopt the fear of Allah. One is the fear of Allah that we are saying, that sometimes like children, when they do something wrong, they take their finger and they go onto the two cheeks and they say, Toba, 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 Toba. But we're talking something more than that. There's something greater than that, that we all are lacking. From every class that we are lacking. We may have it for some time of our life, or some moments of our life, but it's supposed to be a continuous and perpetual thing in our everyday life. What is the definition of this taqwa? What is the definition of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A poet says very nicely, خَلِّ الزُّنُوبَ كَبِيرَهَا وَصَغِيرَهَا فَهُوَ التُّقَى. Abandon all kinds of sin, major sin, minor sin, don't differentiate, don't distinguish. This will bring you to piety. وَسْنَ كَمَاشٍ فَوْكَ أَرْضِ شَوْكٍ يَحْزَرُهَا. Become like that man who is walking in an area spread with thorns. Or rather we say we crack a glass. And like how we tell the child that now be careful where you're walking. Watch, there's a piece here, there's a piece here. Keep your eyes open so you do not get cut. Like that, your life in this world. The poet is saying, become like that man is walking on a thorny road. That you are careful. If I do this, I am going to bring the wrath of Allah. If I do this, I'm going to bring the pleasure of Allah. Every day of your life should become like this. La tahqiranna saghiratan fa innal jibala huwa al-hasa. Don't regard any sin as minor, because a mountain is a combination of many pebbles. A mountain is a combination of many pebbles. So that person who will adopt this, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ. That person who adopts this fear of Allah. Let us think for ourselves, let's put ourselves in the position that I am standing here and I am selling this item to my customer. I'm using this as an example. That now I can speak a lie and there was no one there. And very quickly I took the money from the customer into my pocket. But with that lie, I brought the wrath of Allah. Taqwa will demand at that time for me to be honest. I am sitting in my office. My secretary is sitting over there. Whether we should employ a kind person like that or not, something different. But now she's sitting over there. I can glance at her. I can pass a remark at her. Taqwa will demand that this is a ghair mahram. Like that in many instances, a quick bribe will bring you a big deal. Taqwa will demand and put a barrier towards it. A plate of food, whether it's from doubtful sources, quickly you'll satisfy your hunger. But taqwa will demand that this is doubtful. So this is a greater level, something which we have to aspire, something which we have to make effort on. Ali radiallahu anhu once is listing the ingredients of taqwa. He says that taqwa khawfu min al-jalil. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالْتَنْزِيلِ رِضَى بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. Taqwa is to the first thing. You must fear your Allah. You must know who's Allah and you must fear Allah. Then you must become satisfied with what Allah has given you. Thereafter, you must make preparation for the day that you depart from this world. This is Ali radiallahu anhu, who is listing the ingredients of taqwa. There's another thing that comes with taqwa, and that is that the tears that will flow from our eyes when we in solitude for the past life or for the past sinful things that we did. Sometimes you will find that in spite of all the admonishments and all the Quran that we'll read and all the salah that we will read and all the fast that we will keep, not one tear will come out from our eye. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, Jumudul Ain min qaswati al-qalb, wa qaswati al-qalb min kasrati al-zunub, wa kasrati al-zunub min nisyani al-maut, wa nisyani al-maut min tuli al-amal, wa tuli al-amal min hubbi al-dunya, wa hubbi al-dunya rasu kulli khatiya. That let me tell you that the inability to cry, the inability to take out tears from your eyes out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of the hardness of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Summa qasat qulubukum min ba'di thalika fahiya kal hijara. The hearts have become hard. It became so hard like rocks. Let us leave the rocks. Ashaddu qaswa, worse than rocks. Why? Lama yahbitu min khashyatillah. A rock, it rolls down from the mountain out of the fear of Allah. But this person here with his heart, he cannot roll tears on his cheek. So he's become worse than rock. Remember, one is fear of Allah, which is driven. Fear is of two types. One is motivated by love, and the other is motivated by the terrifying scenery or the fright that you have. When we talk about the fear of Allah, Allah is talking about fear that which is motivated by love, and not fear that which is motivated by something which is horrific, something which is frightened. Allah does not intend this. Therefore, two words are used. One is khawf, and the other is khashiyat. When Allah is saying, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنِي, He's saying, don't fear them, fear me. Don't fear other people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking about fear which is motivated by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something that we see which is very terrifying or very frightening, and then you begin to cry. But he's talking about that fear that you want to cry. Abu Yazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh was a very pious personality. So pious that before his inception into the world, his mother was expecting him. When his mother took a doubtful morsel, the child shook in the stomach, and the mother knew that this morsel is doubtful, and she threw it away. So one day in his dream, he sees that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding him, go to the church or celebration of the Christians. And he gets up immediately, he takes this seriously, he puts his clothes on and he walks to the church. When he enters into the church, he sees all the priests are lined up on the stage, and the rest of the audience are sitting and awaiting their speech. So when they see him, they all become silent. And one of them says that, I will not talk unless this Muhammadi, the follower of Muhammad, gets out from here. So he made up his mind that no matter what they do, I'm going to stay here. So then they said, they made another deal that, okay, if you're able to answer these questions, then we will change this church into a masjid, and we all will become Muslims. But if you are unable to answer these questions, then we're going to take your life away. So then he remembered the ayat, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah, adopt the fear of Allah, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah will teach you. One more story about him before we go to this. When he was a young child, he asked his father, when he was reciting, memorizing, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ, O you who is wrapped up, قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, stand up in the night for a little, maybe a half, a third. So he asks his father, who is this referring to? So his father says that this is referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and only he is commanded. So he said, okay. Then he memorized the next portion. He came to the ayat. وَطَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ مَأَكْ. And there'll be a group that will join him and they'll also stand up in tahajjud. Then he asks, oh father, who is this group? So the father says that these are the Sahaba Ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. And these are his followers. So he said to his father, you claim to be his follower, but you don't stand up. So the father from that day, through the inspiration of the son, he started reading Tahajjud Salah. Then watching his father from his bed, then he asked his father permission, that, oh Allah, oh my father, allow me as well. He says, go on sleeping, son, you're too young to read Tahajjud. So then he says to his father, what will I do, or what you will answer before Allah, when the day will come, that يوم إذن تحدث أخبارها, the day the earth will give its testimony, how are you going to answer for me? So his father says, come, I teach you. You make wudu and you stand up with me. So coming back to the story, that now he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيَعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. So he says, go on, ask your questions. So the priest asks, what is one, not two? What is two, not three? What is three, not four? What is four, not five? What is five, not six? What is six, not seven? What is seven, not eight? What is eight, not nine? What is nine, not ten? What is 10, not 11? What is 11, not 12? What is 12, not 13? What is 13, not 14? Which thing breathes without a soul? Which cover moved with his companion inside? Who are those people who spoke the truth, but they will go into Jahannam? Who are those people who spoke lies, but they will go into Jannat? Which thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, but he detested and disliked? And what are those four things that Allah created without parents? And which is that thing which is that tree which has 12 branches? Upon 12 branches there are 30 twigs, and upon each twig there are 5 fruits which are growing, 3 in the shade and 2 in the sunlight. So he says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيَعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah is going to be my teacher. Then he replies, one, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allah is one and is not two. Two, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. We made the night and day two signs. Three, the three excuses that Musa alayhi salam presented to Khidr alayhi salam. One is for killing the youngster, the other is for picking a hole into the deck of the ship, and the third is for building a wall upon the treasures. What is four, not five? The four heavenly books, the Quran, Torah, Injil, Zabur. What is five, not six? Allah commanded 5 times salah and not six. What is six, not seven? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. We created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُهُوبٍ. And we did not get tired. What is seven, not eight? سَبَى سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا. We created the heavens and the earth in 7 layers. What is eight, not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. And holding the arsh of Allah, bearing the arsh of Allah, are 8 malaika in the shape of mountain goats. What is 9, not 10? We gave 9 miracles. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. We gave 9 miracles to Musa alayhi salam to present to Bani Israel and Fir'aun. What is 10, not 11? مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The person who does one good deed, Allah is saying that Allah will give him 10-fold the like thereof. What is 11, not 12? أَحَدَ أَشَرَ كَوْكَبَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِسَاجِدِينَ. Yusuf alayhi salam had 11 brothers. What is 12, not 13? وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to strike the rock. 12 springs gushed forth for the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. What is 13 and not 14? Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers, 11 brothers, and his father Yaqub alayhi salam makes 13. Which is that thing which takes a breath and it breathes but it does not have a soul? Allah says, was subhi iza tanaffas, the morning when it takes its breath and inhales in the morning. Which is that grave which moved with his companions is the whale that transported Yunus alayhi salam. Who are those people who spoke the truth but they will enter Jahannam? وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء. The Jews say that the Christians are upon no authentic grounds, and the Christians say that the Jews are upon no authentic grounds. They both spoke the truth on those occasions, but they will enter Jahannam. Who are those people who spoke lies but will enter Jannat? They are the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam when they said, أَكَلَهُ الزِّئْبُ, the wolf ate him, and they brought a shirt which was blotted with blood from a sheep. They spoke the truth. Yusuf alayhi salam made tawbah for them. لا تسريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم. There is no worry for you, Allah will forgive you. Which is that thing that Allah created and detested, which is a donkey, the voice of a donkey. Inna ankara al-aswati lasawtul hamir. The most dislikable thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the voice of a donkey. Which are those four things that Allah created and don't have parents? The malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, the camel of Salih alayhi salam, and the ram that came in place of Ismail alayhi salam, which is a tree that has 30 branches, which is the year. I mean, it's the year which has 12 branches, 12 months, and upon each, in every month is 30 days, the 30 twigs. On every twig, there's 5 fruits, 3 are growing in the shade. It's referring to the 5 times salah, 3 in the dark hours, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr, and 2 in sunlight, which is Zuhr and Asr. So everyone was silent then. Everyone was silent, the answers were given. Now the spectators or the people who are around there are saying, now, you Muhammadi, you ask one question. So he asked, Ma miftahul Jannah. Tell us, what is the key to Jannah? After much hesitation, he said, La ilaha illallah. All of them recited La ilaha illallah. The church was changed to the masjid, and they all became devoted worshippers to Allah. So coming back to taqwa, Wattaqullah wa ya'allimukumullah. Fear Allah, and Allah becomes your teacher. Allah will solve your problems. Together going with taqwa is crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salih al-Muzni, he completes Quran, and after his recitation of the Quran, he sees in his dream, Ya Salih hazi al-qira fa ayn al-buka. O Salih, this is recitation, but when did you cry after reciting 30 paras of the Quran? Did the tear come out of the fear of Allah? Today we have cried for many things. Is the fear of Allah coming to our heart that it builds a barrier between us and sin? Does the fear of Allah become into our eyes that it becomes a barrier between us and haram? Come into our hands that it becomes a barrier between us and touching haram? Allah give us realization. Allah makes this a reality in our life, that we pursue the fear of Allah. One sahabi comes and he complains to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his son has been taken as a captive. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ittaqillah, wasbir. First thing you do, you adopt the fear of Allah. Then be patient. Then recite, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Then go home and tell your wife, do the same thing. So they go home. He says to his wife the same thing. Wife says, ni'ma ma umirna. Best thing we have been commanded, that fear Allah, be patient and recite, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. In a few minutes, the door is knocked at, and the youngster is standing in front of the door with 100 camels. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solving man's problems when that person adopts the fear of Allah. La ajma'u ala abdi khawfain. I do not gather true fear upon my servant. In aminani fi dunya akhiftuhu yawm al-qiyamah. If you do not fear Allah in this world, then I will open up his fear in the year after. وَإِنْ خَافَنِي فِي الدُّنْيَا أَمِنْتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And if he fears me in this world, then I will save him from all fears of the day of judgment and what is coming after that. Allah give us realization. Allah give us that strength to adopt the fear of Allah in our daily life. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.